Greetings. This is Classical Chaos broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And on today's show, quite the treat. It's a tribute to the Adagio, always one of my favorite movements. We're going to hear some music from the best, Bach, Fauré, Barber, and a lot more. We're going to begin with some Mozart. His piano concerto No. 21 was completed back on March 9, 1785. Now, it is nicknamed the Elvira Madigan, as the second movement was featured in the 1967 Swedish film Elvira Madigan. The music is used along to create the imagery of a lazy boat ride on a placid lake. Now, how relaxing is that? We're going to hear a great performance by Diana Ambace. She's joined by the Ambace Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a great way to set the mood for the rest of the program. That was pianist Diana Ambace, joined by the Ambace Chamber Orchestra and the Andante from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21. And as we continue to explore famous adagios today, here is a lovely music, and this is performed by the Tavener Consort. Now, this group has been around since 1973 and has a plethora of recordings, everything from over seven centuries. They do stuff from early medieval music right through to new commissions. They do small chamber music and also large-scale choral and orchestral works. Today, a treat. This is an offering from Allegri's Miserere. So here's the Tavener Concert with Andrew Parrott conducting.
Thank you.
The Taverner Concert with Andrew Parrott conducting, and an extract from Allegri's Miserere. As we celebrate famous adagios, let's move on with some music by Fauré, his Elegy for Cello and Orchestra. Now, this work was written back in 1883 and was originally conceived as part of an unfinished cello sonata. Fauré did dedicate the work to Jules Loeb, who died in 1883. Now, it was originally written for cello and piano, the piece was actually orchestrated by Fauré a few years later in 1890, and this was at the request of conductor Eduardo Colon. And it was also featured in a movie. It was featured in the documentary La Vie Moderne back in 2008 by French director Raymond Depardieu. Today, this is a beautiful performance by Paul Tortelier.
Thank you.
You can hear the angst and sadness in that great performance that was Paul Tortelio on cello and Fauré's Elegy for Cello and Orchestra. And you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And today's program, we are celebrating famous adagios. And of course, we have to continue with one by Bach. Now, all of his second movements resonate exquisite beauty. This can be attested to in this next offering that I've selected. It's from his Concerto for Two Violins. And this performance is second to none. Here's Jonathan Rees and Jane Murdoch.
Thank you.
The Gift of Bach and His Second Movements. That was Jonathan Rees and Jane Murdoch on violin, and they were joined by the members of the Scottish Ensemble. And the second movement, once again, from Bach's Concerto for Two Violins. Now, as we explore famous adagio, I would be amiss not to program this next selection, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Now, this is one of the most poignant and romantic pieces that I know. It was arranged for string orchestra from the second movement of his string quartet back in 1936 and performed for the first time in 1938. Now, this was a great performance. It was a radio broadcast from a New York studio, attended only by an invited audience. And guess who the conductor was? None other than Arturo Toscanini. He also took the piece on tour to Europe and South America. We're going to hear another celebrated performance today, the Philadelphia Orchestra, with another great conductor, Eugene Ormandy. the Philadelphia Orchestra, with Eugene Ormandy conducting, a beautiful performance of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. You're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite, and let's continue the celebration of the Adagio with some music by Pergolesi. This composer was born back in 1710. He was a violinist and organist, was known more so, though, as a leading composer, get this, of comic opera. However, he did write sacred works, of which we're going to hear this morning. His Stabat Mater was written back in 1736. It's an interesting scoring for male soprano, male alto, string orchestra, and basso continuo. And this became one of the more frequently printed works of the 18th century. And get this, it was arranged by lots of other composers, including none other than Johann Sebastian Bach. Today we've got a great performance, Veronique Jens, Gerhard Lesner, and Il Seminario Musicale.
Thank you.
Veronique Gens, Gerhard Lesner, and Il Seminario Musicale. That was an excerpt from Pergolesi's Stabat Mater. And as we celebrate famous adagios today, we're going to go now to the music of Debussy, his Clair de Lune. Now, this is a great tranquil piece, but it's in stark contrast, really, to Debussy's personal life of affairs, marriage, and a little bit of scandal. It is a reflection, though, more so of his sensual, quiet style. This is a great performance. Here's Mura Limpani.
Thank you.
Moura Limpany on piano with Debussy's Clair de Lune. And you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite, and we are celebrating famous adagios on today's program. And we're going to continue with some more great music. Why not? Let's kick it up a little bit of a notch with some music by Gershwin. Here's the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and Leonard Slatkin. What a lovely way to end the program. That was the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra with Leonard Slatkin conducting and Gershwin's Lullaby. You've been listening to a celebration of adagios here on Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite, and I do hope you'll join me next time. Till then.